Success to the Brave by Alexander Kent, read by Michael Jaston. How sleep the brave who sink to rest, by all their country's wishes blessed. William Collins, 1746. Chapter 1. Flag at the Fore. Richard Bolitho leaned his palms on the sill of an open window, and stared across the courtyard to the far wall and the sea beyond. It should have been a perfect May Day, and even the squat silhouette of Pendennis Castle, which guarded the Falmouth approaches and the entrance to Carrick Roads, seemed less formidable. After 9 years of war with France and her allies, England was at peace. It was still hard to accept. When a strange sail appeared off the coast, the young men of Falmouth no longer stood to arms in case it was an enemy raider, or hurried inland with less enthusiasm if the newcomer proved to be a king's ship. The latter always meant the arrival of the hated press gangs, and men snatched from their homes to serve at sea, perhaps never to return. No wonder it was hard to believe it was all over. He watched the carriage resting in the shadows near the stables. It was nearly time. Soon the horses would be led out and harnessed. It was no longer next week or even tomorrow. It was now. Bolitho turned and waited for his eyes to grow accustomed to the room after the reflected sunlight. The big grey house which had served the Bolitho family for generations was very still, as if it too was holding its breath, trying to hold back the inevitable. It had been 7 months since he had returned here after the battle which had destroyed the enemy's hopes of an invasion, and had equally crippled the French bargaining power at the peace negotiations. 7 months since he had married Belinda, and had known a sublime happiness which he had never expected. He walked to the foot of the great staircase and...